you'd like to turn to Psalm 23. Again, what we read here can be and should be our life, and it covers all the days of our life. I've been looking at "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." We saw that before a sheep will lie down, they have to be content. He provides that contentment. Have to have a sense of safety, in other words, free of fear. He provides that. The way he does is simply by his presence. And we looked at that last week. But eventually, you have to move from the green pasture. You don't just lie in the green pasture all day long. But that's where the shepherd first takes the sheep, is the green pasture. That should prepare us for the day. But eventually you have to move from the green pastures, and you have to move through life. And as you do, you are to take the benefit that you received in the green pastures. You're to take that with you, following the shepherd. Notice the second part. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So he makes us lie down in the green pastures. Time comes where we have to move. And he doesn't just send us out, wish us well, but he takes the initiative. He leaves the green pastures, the sheep follow. He leadeth me. What a blessing to know that God leads us personally. And then notice, beside the still waters. So I want to spend a little time concerning these still waters. And I believe that as God leads us through life, no matter what he leads us through, beside us are the still waters. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So the waters are described. They're in the plural. It's not that he leadeth me beside the still water. But he leadeth me beside the still waters. Just like the green pastures, the sheep's health, sheep's well-being need these waters. The sheep's nourishment, their need of refreshment, require these waters. And they're described as still. Last week we spent time looking at reasons we're not to fear. And the reason is always God. Always. It's not us. It's not circumstances. It's God. And you look at all the fear nots of the Bible, and it's always God is the reason. Sheep are going to be terrified of turbulent waters, noisy waters. So the Lord leads beside the still waters. The word still, of course, has reference to that which is calm, that which is quiet, that which is undisturbed. They are the opposite of the turbulent waters. The problem, sheep, they're going to become scared, fearful, and they're going to become bewildered by swiftly moving water. So the Lord leads us beside the still waters. So here we are in a world of mass confusion. However, we don't have to be caught up in the confusion. I'm thankful today that as you look at what's going on, there's confusion everywhere. I'm thankful that as children of God, we don't have to be caught up in all the confusion. And the reason is because the Lord leads us beside the still waters. So here we are in a world of confusion and bewilderment. In the midst of that, which is just chaos, the world's very hurried. World's very frantic. But there are these still waters. And the Lord leads His people, whatever He leads them through. Beside us are the still waters. So the picture is one of tranquility. The child of God, though the world is falling apart, the child of God can walk through life with a spirit of tranquility. Again, there's still waters. The implication is that they are deep. There's much there. They're deep. They're clean. They're clean. They're pure. They're refreshing to the sheep. There is the abundance of good in these still waters. They are very appropriate to the sheep. They are very beneficial to the life and the well-being of the sheep. And the Lord is always looking out for that which is beneficial, and always providing that which is beneficial to a sheep. So in a world that is spiritually parched, in a world that abounds with poisonous waters, I mean, there's poisonous waters everywhere. And as long as you follow the shepherd, you will not partake of poisonous waters. You're in no danger of poisonous waters as long as you're following the shepherd. He leadeth me. So we're following. There are also some threatening and raging rivers. But in the midst of all of that, there are these life-giving waters of God's provision. They are healing waters. They are reviving waters. They are fruit-producing waters. And the Lord leads us beside the still waters. So you have a picture. We see also this speaks of God's provision for His own. And as we said when we looked at the green pastures, God's provision for His own is always loving, is always wise. Always wise. You can't say that of any parent of a child, that their provision is always wise. It's not true. Sometimes we gave our children things that really wasn't wise to do. But everything God provides is wise. Beneficial. Not everything that parents give to their children is beneficial to them. Much of what is given to children today is not beneficial to them. Not saying it's not given in love, but it's not beneficial to them. But when the Lord provides, it's always beneficial. It's always timely. God always provides in His time, which is always the best time. God's provision is abundant. God's provision can even be miraculous. And these still waters speak of all of these things. God leading us beside the still water speaks of His love, speaks of His wisdom, speaks of that which is beneficial to us, timely. There's a time to lie down in the green pastures, and then there's a time to move on. And He leadeth beside the still waters. And He does so many times in a miraculous way. There are times you can be at a spot in your life, and it doesn't appear that there are still waters anywhere. Everything's a raging river. But you just keep following the Lord, and beside you will be the still waters. That's a guarantee. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So it is a provision of tranquility. Beside or next to the still waters. Again, it's a picture of calm. It's a picture of serenity. It's a picture of presence of mind. Again, we said if the sheep come upon a raging river, they become bewildered. In other words, they lose their presence of mind. But we can go through this life, as chaotic as it might be, as confused as the world might be, and as long as we follow the shepherd, beside us all along the way are the still waters, and we're able to keep a presence of mind. You don't go nuts, because you're just following the shepherd. Doesn't mean that you never become overly concerned, perhaps. But you always, as long as you keep your eyes on the shepherd, you always have a presence of mind. You don't just lose all presence of mind and start doing things that are going to endanger your well-being. So again, there's something very unsettling about roaring and troubled waters. Notice in Psalm 46, the psalmist refers to this. He has just stated that God's our refuge and strength, present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And he mentions the earth being removed, an earthquake, the mountains being carried into the midst of the sea. And then he says, though the waters thereof of the sea roar and be troubled, his heart's going to remain calm. And the reason is back in verse 1, God. And the reason the reason you and I can keep a presence of mind, even in the midst of chaos, is because we can keep our eyes upon the shepherd. We may not know what to do, but if you just continue to pray that God gives you enough sense that even when you do not know what to do, you know this: I got to follow Him. As long as, if that's the only thing you know, you're way ahead of most. I've got to follow Him. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So bewilderment and confusion can be everywhere. But the Lord, He can still the raging waters also. The Lord can turn the raging river into still waters. So we can be walking along. The river is raging, the river is roaring. And the Lord, all he has to say is, peace, be still, as he did there in Mark chapter 4. And that raging water becomes still waters. And that's what God does many times. Many times it's just miraculous. But more important than calming the stirred waters is that he calms our hearts, and therefore we're able to keep a presence of mind. So it's a provision of tranquility. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I see there also a provision of enjoyment. You just picture walking and beside a still waters. There's enjoyment there. And again, life in the world for most, I mean, just sit back and watch people. They're not enjoying life. They're miserable as they hurry to and fro. But life for the child of God can be an enjoyment as long as we follow Christ. There is the enjoyment of his person. The enjoyment of the person of Jesus Christ. The sheep are following the shepherd. Their eyes are upon the shepherd, and they're just enjoying the presence of the shepherd. There is also, for you and I, the saved, the experience of the influence and the grace of the Holy Spirit. I believe all this is pictured by these still waters. There's the enjoyment of Christ. There's the enjoyment of the Holy Spirit. You have the calming presence of Jesus Christ. You have the calming influence of the Holy Spirit. And these are like still waters. Everything is calm. Again, you can be in the midst of a storm, and all of a sudden you feel the calming influence of the Holy Spirit. There's enjoyment there. So this is a picture of enjoyment for the child of God. The Holy Spirit, the influence of the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God, the very Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's referred to in Luke chapter 1, verse 35, as the power of the highest. To come under the influence of the power of the highest, there's an enjoyment there. Many times we limit the power of the Holy Spirit to such things as conviction, and certainly that's included. But there's much more to it than that. The powerful influence of the Holy Spirit doesn't just come upon us in the moment of conviction. It comes upon us in innumerable ways. You begin to become bewildered. And all of a sudden, you can't even explain it. All of a sudden, there's just the powerful influence of the Holy Spirit. And though nothing has changed in your circumstances, nothing has changed in what would cause the bewilderment in the first place, but now all of a sudden, everything's calm. Everything's okay. That's the still waters. That's the influence of the Spirit of God. He's referred to as the Spirit of Truth. How many times the Lord is leading us along, and perhaps we begin to become bewildered. And the Spirit of God does what the Spirit of God does. He reminds us of truth. And that's like a still water. That's like still waters. It produces tranquility. I mean, everywhere around us are lies. Everywhere. You turn the TV on, I mean, people have lost their minds. And, but for you and I, the God can just remind us of truth. You hear someone speak and immediately the Spirit of God says, well, you know better than that. And just reminds you of truth. And the world listens to these people. And they become bewildered. Or they're in agreement with their nonsense. But you and I, the Spirit of God, the influence, he just reveals truth. And there's tranquility. He's referred to as a comforter. We come under the powerful influence of his comfort. And one of the ways he comforts us is he shows us Christ. One of the ways he comforts us is, again, he reminds us of truth. It's no accident that you can just be going along and all of a sudden a verse of Scripture pops in your head. That's no accident. That's the Spirit of God. That's God providing still waters beside us. There's the Spirit of adoption he's referred to. Simply the reminder that we're his. That also serves as still waters. We're moving along and there's chaos all around us. And the Spirit of God comes upon us and simply reminds us, you're mine. That's still waters. There's tranquility. There's tranquility there. It's the Spirit of life, Romans 8, verse 2. He imparts life. He imparts reviving to us. So it's a provision of enjoyment. He leadeth me beside the still waters. It's also a provision of pleasantness. The sheep walking alongside of the still waters. The shepherd's up ahead. He's guiding. That's a picture. It's a picture of that which is very, very pleasant. It's a picture of that which is enjoyable, that which is very delightful, that which is very gratifying. It's a picture of something marvelous, something wonderful. Something magnificent. And again, this pleasure, this pleasantness, this goes beyond circumstances to our liking. Circumstances don't have to be to our liking for life to be pleasant. If circumstances have to go to your liking in order for you to enjoy life, then you're falling far, far, far short of what we read here. Circumstances don't have to be to our liking. But we just keep following the shepherd. And all along the way, is these still waters. There's pleasantness. Something that goes beyond personal preferences being met. Does pleasantness, does delight, is it limited to our own personal preferences being met? Hopefully not. Hopefully it goes beyond that. And even when personal preferences are not met, you follow the shepherd and on the side of you is the still waters. There's enjoyment. There's enjoyment there. Something that goes beyond the fulfillment of self. You don't have to be personally fulfilled in the goals of life in order to enjoy life. All you have to do is follow the shepherd. And alongside of you will be the still waters. It's something that goes beyond personal attainments. If you have to be attaining something in your mind in order to enjoy life, you're going to have a lot of misery. But what we need to do is just follow the shepherd. So in a world filled with problems, and we all have them, we all have dilemmas, we all have things that are complicated, and we tend to make them more complicated than they are. We all have difficulties. We all have sorrows and burdens and pain, and I'm not talking about physical pain, affliction and suffering. But the child of God can walk through it all, following the shepherd beside the still waters. And when they do, they experience an enjoyment that the world knows nothing about. When they do, they experience, and we'll close, we just want to read three passages of Scripture. Here's what we experience. Psalm 36 and verse 8. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. The pleasures of God. Walking beside the still waters, we enjoy the pleasures of God. I'm not sure what all the pleasures of God would include, but I know this, I sure enjoy them. The pleasures of God. Psalm 46, verse 4, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Following the shepherd, we enjoy that river that flows from the throne of God. And in 1 Peter 1 and verse 8, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. We experience all of that when we walk, when we follow the shepherd. And when we follow the shepherd, there's always the still waters. So you have a picture here of what life ought to be for the child of God. The world is filled with gloom. The world is filled with failure and exasperation and confusion. But those are not the words that should describe the life of a child of God. A life that describes a child of God is one of pleasantness, one of enjoyment. It's as we follow the shepherd that we begin to enjoy God. How sad when God's people do not enjoy the Lord. And the way we do that is, the way we enjoy the Lord is by just simply following the shepherd. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can follow you. We thank you, Lord, that you do lead us every single day. Lord, we do thank you that wherever you lead us, beside us are those still waters. You provide us with tranquility. You fill our lives with pleasantness and enjoyment of yourself. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can live such a life. And we thank you, Lord, that you've caused us to experience these things in our life. And we pray, Lord, that you just help us to follow thee. We do pray that as we worship you today, that you would help us to give you all the honor and all the glory. For those that are lost, Lord, that you'd speak to their hearts, open their hearts to salvation this day. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.